You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
ACT MP Simon Court has recently introduced a members' bill looking to scrap alcohol licensing trust monopolies, which remain in Gore, Invercargill and West Auckland. This would change the system in these areas in which the licensing trusts decide where alcohol can be sold, resulting in no alcohol at supermarkets and very few bars. The bill has received a lot of response, with trusts in the south calling an Auckland-centric view and undemocratic. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Court about the bill and the responses to it. We also talk about Mike King and the government funding for his mental health initiative Gumboot Friday, following controversial comments made by him. In a News Talk ZB interview last week, he claimed alcohol wasn't a problem for people with mental health issues, instead that it was a solution to these issues. And finally, we talk about police being pulled back from mental health call-outs, which began at the start of this month. The move has left health workers worried about their safety and how to deal with violence in the workplace. You've got a bill looking to scrap alcohol licensing trust monopolies, and these trusts remain in Gore, Invercargill and West Auckland. It's received a lot of feedback since you put the bill out. Trust leaders in Southland have called it Auckland-centric, saying Southland communities can already decide on the trust powers through petitions and polls. What do you say to this?
Well, I don't think it's very helpful defending monopoly provisions to protect the sale and supply of alcohol by an organisation in places like West Auckland or Southland. These trusts have the ability to compete with the private sector if the monopoly is removed. But let's be clear, yeah, they are delivering some benefits for their communities, but those benefits do not outweigh the benefits of competition. And so in West Auckland, for example, not only can we not buy beer and wine in supermarkets, I mean, that's really a side note, but we don't have any venues. We've got 8 bars for 300,000 odd people. It's about one for every 37,000. There's one for every 3,900 in the rest of Auckland. What that means is, even though West Auckland is home to lots of creative people, yeah, lots of great bands and musicians live in West Auckland, there's nowhere for us to go. And you know, there are no bars or cafes where you can go and watch someone play a guitar or watch a DJ spin up in the evening. We just don't have that. So what my bill proposes to do is remove the monopoly provisions that protect the trusts and open them up to competition. And I expect to see a whole flood of new hospitality ventures developing in West Auckland. It's going to be a real boon for our town centres and our communities, and it's going to provide a lot of opportunities for jobs and new businesses to develop.
Over the years, these trusts have channeled millions of dollars into community initiatives, including Invercargill's Trust giving a major contribution to the Zero Fees Scheme for tertiary education. What do you say to those that are worried about losing the investments from these licensing programs?
They have absolutely nothing to worry about. We're not going to do anything to disrupt the trust's business. If they honestly believe that they are the best choice for consumers, nothing will change for them. But what we will be doing through this bill is allowing for other businesses to open up which currently aren't allowed to, because the trust had a say over whether other businesses are allowed to compete. And they've tried to fudge us in the past, and they'll say, oh, there's other, you know, we're not selling liquor ourselves directly, you know, we franchise this out to these big chains. Well, they're still in control of the whole process. And, you know, I'll give you that in Southland, the trusts have generated profits that have gone back to the community, say to fund fees free for Southland Polytech. That's great. But I'll also contrast that with West Auckland, where the trust's overheads and for Portage and Waitakere have gone from $3 to $4 million a year a decade ago to nearly $14 million now. They distributed only $1 million to the community last year, but they paid their CEO nearly $600,000. So there is no sense at all that they're focused on giving back to the community. It looks more like they're lining their own pockets. It's jobs for the lads, and you know, the people of West Auckland are missing out. This is a 1970s, in fact 1940s anachronism if you look at Southland. The government should not be protecting monopoly businesses with special legislation. It's time for it to go.
In the past week, mental health advocate Mike King has been in the headlines for his comments around alcohol not being a problem for those with mental health issues. Now the Labor Party is calling for the government to suspend its $24 million funding for King's Gumboot Friday initiative. Does the ACT Party support the continued funding of this initiative?
Yes, certainly do. I think we need to look at Mike's personal experience. I mean, he is a passionate and dedicated mental health advocate. But it's also clear that there's plenty of evidence that excessive alcohol consumption is connected with poor mental health outcomes, and I don't think Mike would dispute that. I think his comments reflect frustration with the state of New Zealand's mental health system and a view that he's shared that people are often left to fend for themselves. I mean, when you reflect on his comments, I think he said, you know, until you've come up with a better solution, it stops those thoughts. Well, that's clearly Mike expressing how he felt in a vulnerable position, and if he found that that helped smooth the troughs for him, then you know, I can't argue with that. That's his personal experience.
You talk about his frustration at the mental health system in New Zealand. Has the government considered putting funding into alternative or further mental health initiatives?
Well, there certainly is a significant spend on mental health that is planned. Including improving facilities, secure facilities. What Gumboot Friday is intended to do through that budget is to deliver a lot more one-on-one counselling sessions to young people. So we're certainly investing in it, but it's a really challenging area because our investment in facilities and our investment in people has just lagged far, far behind. Previous government apparently allocated $1.9 billion to mental health. Even the former Labor Minister, Andrew Little, you know, said in Parliament, I have no idea where the money's gone, how it's been spent. And that's unacceptable. We really do need to focus on outcomes. And I think that's one reason that Gumboot Friday is such a valuable tool, and that it's actually connecting young people with counsellors directly and giving them the opportunity to speak to someone about their thoughts and feelings and maybe get things off their chest that otherwise people stew on and can become far more serious. So there's lots more work to do, but I'm confident that we're on the right track.
And speaking of mental health, this month sees the beginning of police pulling back on mental health call-outs, and this has left many healthcare staff fearing for their safety. So this is kind of a difficult situation for both parties. Police don't have enough time and resources to deal with the call-outs, but healthcare workers don't feel equipped to deal with potential violence that comes with that. Is the government worried about these healthcare workers?
Certainly, I'm concerned about the staff. I've heard anecdotes that you know staff in Waitakere Hospital near where I live in Auckland have had experiences with people having mental health episodes and other violent episodes where you know, they haven't felt that they are safe. And yet, we can't have police stationed on every ward, looking into every room. This is the responsibility of the employer. Of health as an employer to make sure that their staff are safe. And what the police are saying is, look, we can and always will be there for people who are threatening harm to others or to themselves. But at a certain point, when we bring them to a hospital, we bring them to a facility, you need to release us to go back to our other duties. And health needs to provide people with the right training, the right competence to handle individuals who are often highly distressed in an emotional state, sometimes suffering from delusions or the effects of drugs and alcohol. The police cannot be fulfilling that role in the health system. There must be a clear line which says, now health, you are responsible. And so that's what this government has agreed to, and that's the task that's been set for Health New Zealand.
Is the government looking to support Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand with solutions to this, with dealing with potential violence?
Well, we are prioritising mental health, and that's clear in the actions that the government has taken, alongside work that's underway to implement a five-year transition plan to a multi-agency response to 111 call-outs. But the first stage is that police are saying very clearly, Health New Zealand, we've given you notice. You need to be prepared to manage these people when we bring them onto your premises, because police have another job to do, and that's being out in the community, making sure the community is safe, not policing and doing security duties in a hospital. So Health New Zealand was voted $28 billion in this year's budget. The expectation is that from the budget they've been allocated, that they make sure that they keep staff and patients safe in hospitals, and that includes people who present with mental health conditions and who are in a distressed and often, let's be clear, a violent and delusional state. Health is able to cope with these situations, but they are going to obviously have to put on more resources to deal with the fact that police won't be hanging around for 5 to 6 hours, as they've had to in some occasions, essentially to babysit people who have been transferred into healthcare.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on his alcohol licensing bill, Mike King and the government funding of Gumboot Friday, and police being pulled back from mental health call-outs.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.